Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay caramba,
disguises,
surprises,
and pies
of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Garfield and friends.
Hey you, the kid who missed last week's show. You better have a good excuse. Swiss cheese. Know what these holes are good for? I'll show you. Swiss cheese is good for making mouse balloons. Let's see, front section, not interested. Editorials, not interested. Sports, definitely not interested. Employment opportunities, so not interested you wouldn't believe it. Ah, here, comics and food section.
Garfield, I'm home!
Nice of them to put my two favorite subjects together.
Garfield, look at this place.
Yeah?
The living room looks like a dump.
No, the kitchen looks like a dump. The living room looks like a vacant lot with garbage all over it.
Listen, I'm taking Liz to a movie this afternoon.
Oh, what are we going to see?
You are not going.
See if I share my popcorn with you.
You are going to stay here and clean up this house, and it had better be absolutely clean by the time I get back, or else.
John sounds serious. Serious enough to make health food for dinner for a week. Who can I get to clean this place up? Hello, Odie. Odie, if you came to me and you needed help, what do you think I'd do? Yeah. That's about what I do. Gee, who can I get to clean up the house for me?
Ready, guys?
Oh, we are the Body Bears. We always get along. Each day we do a little dance and sing a little song.
If you ever disagree, it means that you are wrong.
Oh, we are the Body Bears. We always get along.
Don't do an encore. Why are you here?
I'm Bobby Buddy Bear.
I'm Billy Buddy Bear.
I'm Birdie Buddy Bear.
We're the Buddy Bears.
And we're looking for work.
I agree with him.
And I agree with you.
Well, I agree with both of you.
These guys agree with everything. Watch this. You guys really want to clean my house for me.
I agree with that.
I agree with that, too.
I didn't hear it, but I just know I agree.
Boy. For a second there, I was afraid I was actually going to have to do some work myself.
Oh, we are the Body Bears. We're here to clean your place.
We'll work and always have a smile on each and every face.
If we don't clean fast enough, we'll hurry up our pace.
Oh, we are the Body Bears. We're here to clean your place.
Hey, this house is really clean. I get some great ideas. Well, time for my 2:47 in the afternoon snack. Keep it up, lads. This cake needs something. Maybe some peanut butter. Okay, who took my cake? If you did it, you're in a lot of trouble. I'll just have to make myself a peanut butter sandwich. I need some milk. I didn't see that. The refrigerator wasn't empty. I'll look again and all the food will be there. Billy, I'm going to ask this calmly and with quiet restraint.
Where did all the food go?
I'm not Billy Buddy Bear. I'm Bobby Buddy Bear. Billy Buddy Bear's busy bleaching blue blouses and black blazers in the bathroom.
And she sells seashells by the seashore. I want the food and I want it now.
The food was messing up your nice, clean plates, so we got rid of it.
I agree with Bobby Buddy Bear. The refrigerator is so much cleaner now.
And I agree with both of them, whatever they said.
Enough! I'm gonna get my peanut butter. Where's my peanut butter? No, never mind. I'll have a cookie.
You're getting crumbs all over!
Hey, give me that!
These cookies are much too messy. Have to get rid of them.
Hey, come back here with those cookies.
Here, you'll mess up the place with these cookies.
What a coincidence running into you downtown, Odie. I hope Garfield has the house cleaned up by now.
What?
You're fired. Get out and stay out.
Okay, give us our pay and we'll go.
Pay? Why, I paid you guys already.
You didn't pay us.
No, we haven't been paid.
I agree. No bucks yet.
What? You're disagreeing with me? I thought you guys never disagree.
No, we never disagree.
Then you agree I already paid you. Imagine, cleaning a house by getting rid of all the food in it.
Garfield, is the house all clean?
But it was clean. The Buddy Bears cleaned it, but then Billy Buddy Bear, or was it Bobby Buddy Bear, took the cookie jar and... Oh, what's the use?
Find a new job, guys.
Yes, we will.
We sure will.
Hi, guys. Need a trainee, Buddy Bear? John said something about not feeding me until century after next. Maybe I can teach you to be disagreeable. I've had a lot of experience.
Welcome aboard.
I agree. Fine by me.
Oh, we are the Buddy Bears. We're never, ever rude. We'll sing and dance and laugh for you if you are in the mood.
If you want to make us leave, then give us lots of food.
Oh, we are the Buddy Bears. We're never, ever rude.
Tonight's movie is Attack of the Weirdo Martian Zombies.
Oh, this is scary.
Yeah, turn it off, Orson.
Oh, very well. Guys, it was only a movie.
Imagine turning us off in the middle of our big scene.
I was just starting to get into it.
I didn't even get on.
Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. We could run a race.
Nah, it's too hot.
We could get some ice and make ice cream.
Too cold.
Then let's have lunch.
Yeah, it's like too early, man.
Breakfast? Too late. We better think of something to do, because this episode is going nowhere fast.
You guys ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
And when am I not?
That's not what I mean. Lying around all day like this, there are crops to be harvested.
Lanolin, will you get me a drink of water?
Get you a drink of water?
Uh-huh.
That's the laziest request in the world.
Not so. There are lazier requests.
If you can name me one request that's lazier, Rooster, I'll give you a dollar.
Just slip the dollar in my pocket.
Hey, like, chill down, Cicero. Don't be so disagreeable.
I am not disagreeable.
Yes, you are. You disagree with me all the time.
I have never disagreed with you.
Get comfy. This could take a while.
Yeah, you just disagreed with me.
I did not. I have never once disagreed with you, and every time you thought I did, you were wrong.
Can someone, like, translate that into English for me?
Guys, I've got a terrific idea for something we can all do.
Oh, I hope this is better than his come-as-your-favorite arithmetic assignment party.
Oh, that was fun. I dressed up as a long division problem.
Yeah, I just came across this book of plays by William Shakespeare.
William who?
Shakes
what?
William Shakespeare. He's the greatest playwright who ever lived. Shakespeare lived in 16th century England, and he wrote tragedies, romances, comedies.
Doing a play sounds far out, man. But, like, are we minus something important, like a stage?
Oh, all the world's a stage.
That's deep, Orson.
See, you just have to use your imagination. The barn could be our stage, and the doors could be our curtains.
Hey, do you see what I see? I see what I'm seeing, but I can't be seeing what I see I'm seeing. See?
And we can imagine that we all have fancy costumes.
Hey, neat!
Can I see something in a light tweed jacket?
Theater is all about using your imagination, so let's just use our imaginations. Is something wrong, Bo?
I don't know, man. I, like, never got the point of all this play-acting stuff.
Oh, it's real simple. Art imitates life, and then life imitates art. A play can give you a new look at the world you live in.
All right! I could use a new look at it. The old look just shows me my sister disagreeing with me all the time.
We could do The Taming of the Shrew, but we'd need someone to play the shrew.
What's a shrew? It's this girl with a loud voice who shouts at everybody all the time and throws things when she gets mad.
Gee, I wonder who we could imagine up to fill that role. We'll pretend Lanolin is our star.
Is that the real Lanolin or the imaginary Lanolin?
She's not yelling. Must be the imaginary Lanolin.
Okay, everybody, let the play begin.
To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether the answer be on the crib sheet of our existence, or in the palm of thy hand wherein is writ the textbook.
Psst! Hey, wait, you got the wrong play, man.
'Tis not for a duck to see. Wrong play? Oh, dear. This must be every actor's nightmare.
Was ever a father less grieved than I? But ho, who comes here?
A great desire had I to see fair Padua, pleasant garden of great Italy, that I left behind my pizza with pepperoni and olives.
You left pizza? I see you are a musician and a scholar. I am looking for a tutor for my daughter Lanolina. Such a person who leaves a pepperoni pizza with olives has many virtues. Come then and meet her. I present my daughter, Lanolina.
Fire he who buildeth those stairs! They be defective, I say!
My daughter, I present unto you Lucentio. He shall teach you...
Friends, Romians, countrymen, lend me your shears! I come to bury the gladiola bulbs, not to plant lettuce. Oh, judgment! Thou art lacking if planting in one onion doth rout out the rutabagas by their tender pits.
Hey, wrong play, my liege.
Wrong play again?
Right, wrong play again, man.
Double nightmare.
What brings you here, minstrel?
I seek to teach you a lesson, Lanolina.
What? You seek to teach me?
Still your temper, Lanolina. Lanolina, stop! I beseech you, still your temper, m'lady. Our land suffers a severe pottery shortage because of you. I like you as you are, Lanolina. Speak your mind, but there is no need to throw things.
You like me?
Our costumes are gone.
We are but wool and feathers.
That's the real Lanolin.
Lanolin's reality interrupted Orson's fantasy.
What are you guys doing?
We were just imagining a play.
A play? What a waste of time that is.
Not if you learn something from it, man.
What do you want?
Well, I just wanted to say, sis, we all really like you.
You like me? Gee. I guess I should be nicer to you guys from now on. Okay, I will be.
Alas, poor Sheldon! I knew him, Horatio, a fellow of infinite egghood, of most excellent cholesterol. Where be your jibes now, your gambols, your clean socks? How honorable be this duck who cringes from eating his own shadow and anything larger than a gnat!
Possible through a grant from Luigi's Drive-Thru Lasagna.
Welcome to The Great Debate. Tonight's topic, why are cats better than dogs? Here to address this topic, Garfield Cat.
Mm-mm. Why are cats better than dogs? They just are, that's all, thank you. All right, I'll elaborate. Why cats are better than dogs? To demonstrate, we'll need a dog.
Hello.
Oh, this is too easy. I'll start by pointing out this critter's basic flaws. I don't even know where to start. I'll also need a cat for this demonstration.
Hi, Garfield! Yes, it's me, Nermal, the world's
cutest kitty cat.
Face facts, Garfield. I'm just the cutest thing on four legs.
Wrong. Lasagna served on a dining table is the cutest thing on four legs. Nermal, this demonstration calls for the ultimate cat. A cat who has grace and beauty, speed, agility, and above all, a cunning feline intellect. So I'll have to do it myself. All right. Why cats are better than dogs? Let us take our first example. Asking for food.
Ah, my pie is all done.
Here's how a dog asks for food.
All right, already, you can have some pie.
Effective, but annoying. Let me show you how a cat does it.
Ah, my pie is all done.
See? Much more dignified. And it doesn't get dog slobber all over. Let's compare more dog and cat activities. Here's how dogs exercise. Here's how cats exercise. Here's how dogs chase a ball. Here's how cats chase a ball. Here's how dogs go to the store. Here's how cats go to the store. Cats are extremely...
Please, Garfield, I'll I'll show you how cute I can be. La la la.
I hope none of you are watching this while eating.
Garfield! No! Stop!
Garfield, I won't be cute in here! Garfield! You promised to stop doing this last season! Garfield!
Our next example is fetching the paper. Observe. Note the use of doggy mouth. Highly unsanitary. Look at this. Teeth marks on the sports section, paw prints on the want ads, and worst of all, doggy drool on the funnies. By the way, doggy drool on a comic strip is a felony in some countries, especially on a certain strip which shall remain nameless. Here's how a cat handles fetching the morning paper. Paper cat! Okay, you owe me for 2 months daily and Sunday. I accept cash, check, or blueberry waffles. I can't show you all the ways cats are better than dogs, but excuse me one moment. Boy, try and educate people and you get interrupted over and over.
We've been watching your show and we don't like what we hear. If we hear any more insults about dogs, you're in a great deal of trouble.
Who, me? Libel man's best friend? You jest. I would never say an unkind word about you fine canines.
You'd best not.
If I continue telling the truth, those dogs will make kitty kibble out of me. Due to circumstances beyond my control and with big teeth, I will be unable to continue...
Garfield, this is unfair! I'm a cat and a very cute one at that. I demand that you let me explain how wonderful kitties are.
Hey, this could work out after all. Nermal? I'm not only going to let you be on the show, I'm going to let you host.
Really, Garfield?
Come on, Odie. My work here is done. Huh?
Dogs are uncute and unwonderful, and they bite and smell and have fleas and... Want to see me play with a ball of string?
Actually, dogs aren't so bad. They serve some useful functions.
Help! Being chased is not cute!
There's one of them right there. Come on. I'll get a cheeseburger and you can watch me eat it.